This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, gold prices jumped a couple percent this week, thanks in part to uncertainty about Cyprus and whether the European debt crisis is heating up again. Nowhere will a surge in the cost of gold be felt more than in India, the world's largest importer of the precious metal. The BBC's Rahul Tandon reports from Calcutta.
It's wedding season here in India, and that means there's only one thing people are talking about: gold. I'm at a wedding in Calcutta with guest Surbhi Kampani and Shubhra Agarwal.
We've started building on the gold and building on the jewelry and all of that. And for our daughter, we've started from the minute she was born, honestly. I think it's very important. At weddings and things like that, we have to give some amount of gold. Gold is a must.
Gold is a woman's best friend. And it belongs to that woman, and nobody can take that away from her.
Tanya Sadhu is about to get married. She's been buying lots of gold for her big day.
I mean, you cannot think of a wedding without some kind of yellow bling around. Gold is a way of showing your status, and it's a status symbol. There is kind of pressure that you do need to wear some kind of jewelry, or you know, it's always seen how much jewelry you're bringing into your household, how many gold sets.
The government, though, is not happy that people spend so much money on it, as it means huge amounts of cash flow out of the country. In response, they've raised import taxes on gold. Watching the ceremony with me is business analyst Mudha Pattaraya.
My hunch is it won't work. Impossible. Impossible. You actually believe that in India people are going to give each other equity share certificates when they get married? It won't. What will you hang around your neck? A certificate.
With marriages getting bigger and bigger, people are buying more gold. So the Indian government may have to raise taxes again. But it appears that will make little difference to people here. As in the world's largest democracy, the only thing that glitters is gold. In Calcutta, I'm the BBC's Rahul Tandon for Marketplace.